How many people today have chronic fatigue types of syndromes? They wake up in the morning tireder than they went to bed. They just can't get enough energy to get through the day. How are they supposed to go out and eat right? How are they supposed to go and buy all this food, take it home, prepare it, juice it, do this with it, do that with it, and then turn out with something? They're going to have to take it in some concentrated, dense form so that they can begin to have the energy to do for themselves what they need to do. This is a starting point. It's not an ending point. You take it forever. You don't stop taking it because it's filling in everything that you can't get from the grocery store because it's not there. And then you've got to eat these other things because you can't just live on pills.
And then because you're feeling better, you're more motivated to make other changes in your life that will make
your
you healthier.
Your brain is working better as well, and that's running your immune system. It's running your life. It's telling you where your car is when you get to the parking lot and why you went to the grocery store, which most people begin to forget when their brains are not working.
So these whole food concentrates, Toby, contain all the vitamins, all the minerals, and the cofactors balanced in correct proportions.
And enzymes as well. And those micronutrients, those phytonutrients, those things that we don't know about. Vitamin B4 only exists in food. They can't synthesize it. So that's why when you read the label of vitamin B product, mm-hmm. it starts out with the numbers 1, 2, 3, you know, and that sort of thing. And then it goes to the names mm-hmm. so that you don't say, hey, where's the vitamin B4 gone? And it's in food if you'd eat the food.
Toby, so what do you tell someone who says, hey, I take vitamins, and they show you this multiple thing that's got A through Z and every mineral and every enzyme and everything you can think of, and they say, see, it's all in here. What do you tell that person?
It's really silly to think that in nature compounded a vitamin B that had 10 milligrams, 10 milligrams, 10 milligrams, 10 milligrams, 10 milligrams, 10 milligrams, 10 milligrams. It doesn't exist. Nowhere in nature is it that way. But yet people are taking these products that are saying they're balanced in some way or another. They're balanced on a scale by a pharmaceutical company making them. That's the only place they've ever had any balance in their life. And they're missing all of the items that go together that make it function. And because that's what we're really talking about with whole food nutrition, is we're really talking about function. It's how does it function in your body? It's kind of like going down to buy a car. They deliver your car and all they give is a steering wheel and a seat. And they try to tell you that that's your car. It's lost its function. You can't drive it anywhere. They said, this is all you need is a wheel. That's all you do in a car, right? You sit and you steer. But the situation is it's lost its function. It has no wheels. It can't take you anywhere. And that's the way it is with synthetics. They will take you nowhere. You can't get well on them. You'll get sick on them because there is an imbalance there, and it will use up your cofactors, your vitamins, your minerals, your enzymes in your body to try to utilize this. There's a condition called scurvy. We don't see much scurvy anymore, actually, but we do see a lot of scurvy. They just don't recognize as scurvy. But the situation with scurvy is that you can give 25 milligrams of vitamin C in lemon juice and cure the scurvy, where you can give 25 milligrams of ascorbic acid and you can't cure it. So historically what they found was that they found it was foodstuffs that would fix scurvy. It wasn't giving ascorbic acid, because what will happen with ascorbic acid is it will go right in your mouth and right out in your urine. It will not do what it's supposed to do.
Dr. Toby, is there any place at all for synthetic nutrients in supplements?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, Barry. The Food and Drug Administration, in the labeling laws, requires there to be a breakdown of the percentage of USRDA. And for most manufacturers, it becomes very difficult for them to answer those percentages of USRDA when they're using whole food products, because the analysis and the other things becomes very difficult, and the amounts look so inferior to some of the other products on the shelves that it becomes very difficult. So some manufacturers do use some synthetics in there so that they can make some very solid statements about percentage of USRDA. In small quantities, if you're taking it along with a complete nutritional item, you know, one that is a food concentrate type of item, they're not going to hurt you. It's when people are taking them in very large quantities that it really creates an issue, or they're not taking any natural things along with it. That's when it can create a problem, in my opinion, for people. And I think that's the important element here, is the proper combination of these along with the whole food elements, so that you're not robbing your body, so that you're not imbalancing your body. And yes, there is a place for some of these synthetics, maybe not in the dosages and not in the combinations that may be generally found, but I think there are companies that do produce ethical products and be sure and combine them with the whole food concentrates. And then I think you have a good combination.
So that's the key, that there's enough of the whole food natural nutrient in there.
Exactly. So taking the food concentrates, fruits and vegetables and so forth, along with some of these other products is the way to go. And to remember to always take those whole food concentrates.
Dr. Toby, what about minerals? Are there also good and bad forms of minerals?
Well, it's interesting. Minerals are in the soil in inorganic forms. And the plants, the green plants growing in the soil, converts the inorganic mineral to an organic mineral. And then we eat the plants and we're able to get the minerals. Otherwise, we could just eat the dirt. We wouldn't have to eat the plant. Our bodies can't use inorganic minerals. It has to use it in an organic form. And so that's why fruits and vegetables are so important to us, because they contain the minerals. And these minerals are the activators of vitamins. For example, zinc is the activator of vitamin A. Selenium is the activator of vitamin E. Copper is the activator of vitamin C. So if you're looking for a mineral supplement source, you're really looking for something that comes from plants, because those are the kinds of minerals our bodies can use.
Toby, we've heard a lot about how taking nutritional supplements can extend your life, but what about the quality of life? What can you say about that?
Well, I think an interesting statistic is 11 out of 12 men will die before their wives. And 11 out of 12 men is a big number. But the situation is, a lot of those people who died before their wives, a lot of them were crippled, a lot of them were uncomfortable, a lot of them were unable to do the things that added to the quality of their life because of the stresses in their life, because of poor diet, because of chronic disease, one of those 100 million people who suffer from chronic disease. So having whole food concentrates of fruits and vegetables are going to better position you to have a better quality of life. You're going to wake up in the morning with energy. You're going to have some energy left over at the end of the day to do something when you're done working. I know that personally because I take whole food concentrates. My whole life is based upon this because my practice is based on it.
Well, I know with me, knock on wood, I haven't been sick for 2 years. I haven't gotten a cold or a flu for 2 years, and that I primarily attribute that to, that's when I started taking whole food concentrates. So why is it that I haven't gotten sick?
You haven't gotten sick because you've had all the parts and pieces of the food nutrients your body has needed to be able to protect you from disease.
Dr. Toby, you mentioned the weight loss issue. Is taking whole food concentrates, is that something that can help someone lose weight?
Yes, it can. And let me clarify what I mean by that, is that our brain runs on sugar. Our brain only runs on sugar. It can convert starch to sugar. It can convert sugars to sugars. It can convert proteins to sugars. It can't convert fat to sugar. What happens is that our brain, when it's hungry, says eat. What's its fuel? Its fuel is sugar. So it says, go to the grocery store, go to the refrigerator with a spoon, be sure and eat something in there that's going to get me through because I'm running the show here and I need sugar. What happens is that it's going to continue to do that. People are not going to be able to get enough to eat until they get enough dense nutrients to be able to turn that mechanism off in their brain, because their brain has had enough to eat. And the only way they're going to do it is by getting these complex, complete nutrients to the brain. And by having concentrations of fruits and vegetables in a capsule is the best possibility of getting dense nutrients to the brain to turn off that I'm hungry, I'm craving. And I can tell you that people who have a fault in that mechanism, they're craving bread, they're craving starch, they're craving pasta, potatoes, and they're craving sugar.
And those are all foods that cause you to store fat.
Exactly.
Instead of
burn fat. They stimulate insulin. And when you stimulate insulin, insulin is a fat storage hormone. Your sugar level goes up in your blood. Your body secretes insulin. Insulin causes the sugar in the blood to go to the liver and to go to the tissues. And in the liver, it will be stored for a while. But in the tissues, if you don't use it up right away, guess what it turns into? It turns into fat. And so people trying to get energy because they don't have the dense nutrients their brains need to turn off, what are they doing? They're going to the refrigerator with a spoon looking for that thing that will satisfy them. And it's like a page of the New York Times in the fireplace. It'll give them a big flash of heat, but it won't give them any long-term logs burning in their fireplace. And where if you have dense nutrients, it'll give you those long-term logs for the fireplace, it'll turn off that eating mechanism and allow you to make better choices about the things you are going to eat.
Toby, tell us, how are whole food supplements made?
Whole food supplements are actually made, get this, from whole food. Okay, that sounds pretty silly to say, but the situation is that many times you go to the grocery store and you see something up there that says natural. Well, dirt is natural, you know? Dog dew is natural. Arsenic is natural. But the situation is with whole food nutrients is that they have to actually come from whole food. There's no faking that. Now, what they do with that is they specially prepare the whole food at temperatures close to room temperature so that it doesn't destroy the vital enzymes, the cofactors, the minerals, the other elements that are in the food that can be destroyed by high heat. That's why eating raw foods is so much better for you. So when you take these foods and you prepare them in their natural state without destroying them with temperature or with chemicals or with additives or whatever, then you're able to concentrate them, dehydrate them, using some sort of methodology to where you preserve the whole food nature of the supplement.
When you say concentrated, what does that mean? Like if you took a pill, how much would that equal in terms of vegetables, generally speaking?
It's nearly a half a pound per capsule in some products.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot when you stop to think of it. A half a pound. Put a half a pound out on a table in front of you of fruits and vegetables, and then figure you're going to concentrate that down into one of those little swallowable capsules. That's an immense amount of material in one capsule. Something much greater than what a lot of people consume in several days.
So, Toby, whole food concentrates are really something that everyone should be taking.
Everybody. Grandma. The kids, everybody should be taking as much in the form of whole food as they can. And because we can't get enough, we need to supplement. I think it's clear that supplementation is important. And that doesn't matter if you're 5 years old or 85 years old, you still need them.
So, Toby, if we're taking whole food, fruit and vegetable concentrates, does this mean that we don't need to eat a balanced diet?
No, actually, we do need to eat a balanced diet. Now, are we going to be able to eat a balanced diet? Do we even know what a balanced diet is? I mean, I've been in practice for 20-some years. I can give you my idea of what a balanced diet is, but can everybody live by that? I don't think so. I think it's very difficult to live by a balanced diet. You know, a diet is something that is very sacred to many people. It's like talking about their religion. They don't want to be attacked on their diet. They want to eat about what they want to eat. And I think because of that, and because of the fact that the foodstuffs that we're eating today are being grown on soil that is deficient. The foods have been sprayed with pesticides and a variety of other scary things. And I think the best we can do for ourselves is provide to ourselves highly concentrated sources of fruits and vegetables that will allow us to be able to detoxify our bodies of these other things that we're eating, and that we should try our best to have a balanced diet. We should try our best to have the recommended daily allowances of fruits and vegetables and proteins and so forth, and that those things are going to help us, certainly, but it's not enough. We can't do it with diet alone.
Dr. Toby, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. I know I've learned a lot about what kind of supplements my body really needs, and I now understand that natural whole foods contain all the vitamins, minerals, and cofactors perfectly balanced in the exact amounts. Science just simply cannot duplicate what already exists in nature. It really makes sense to me now, and I really want to thank you for being here.
Thank you, Barry. I really enjoyed being here and look forward to another opportunity to talk to you.
You've been listening to Dr. Toby Watkinson, the Health Detective. The information given on this program is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. If you have any serious medical conditions, you should see your doctor. Thanks for listening, and please stay healthy.